Hallelujah. Welcome to 2021, my year of supernatural turnaround. Shall we all rise this morning? Let's bless the name of the Lord, exalt his name, thank him for waking up this morning, thank you for bringing into his presence this morning, give him praise, exalt his holy name, thank him for bringing privilege to appear in his presence this morning, exalt his name. I slept, I woke, the Lord sustain you. Thank you for sustaining this morning, bringing you to his presence this morning. Exalt his name this morning. Thank him for another opportunity to appear in his presence. Today is the second day of our week of spiritual emphasis in this midst of the year, blessings, O Lord, of prophetic season. Exalt his name. For the second day, he will revive you. Now pray in the name of Jesus that today you will receive my testimony. Father, empower me and deal me with the spirit of grace and supplication. As I pray this morning, as I intercede this morning, heaven will hear you this morning. Lift your voice, don't mutter word, express your heart to the Lord, your gratitude before the Lord this morning. Exalt his name, give him praise, give him glory. Open your mouth and thank the Lord this morning. Thank him for bringing you into his presence. Thank him, exalt his name this morning. Is worthy of our praise. And so ask God to empower you this morning as you have come to his presence to give you praise, as you have come to pray this morning, asking him to empower you this morning with the spirit of grace and supplication to enable you to intercede this morning, give him praise, exalt his name, exalt his name. I also pray now for your word as the word come. Father, let me receive my word today. Pray in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray for the word. As the word comes, let the word impact my life this morning. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and praise the name of the Lord. Exalt his name this morning. Father, empower me this morning as I pray at the altar. In the name of Jesus. Empower me with a spirit of grace and supplication this morning. Empower me, Lord. Empower me in the name of Jesus. Also pray this morning that today is my day in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' name, we have given thanks. Put your hands together as we have called the praise team.
We bow down and worship Yahweh.
Yahweh. for Jesus is worthy. You are marvelous, yeah. You are marvelous, yeah. Oh, you are marvelous, yeah. You are marvelous, yeah. You are marvelous, yeah. You are marvelous, God. Hey, you are marvelous, yeah. You are marvelous, yeah. Oh, marvelous. Hey, marvelous. Oh, you are marvelous, yeah.
Clap offering this morning, and you may please be seated. Shortly we rise to pray, and when we rise, we'll be saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree that the fire on the prayer altar of every winner be kept burning all through this prophetic season. Louder and better, amen. Leviticus 6, verse 12. And the fire upon the altar shall be burning in it. It shall not be put out. And the priest shall burn wood on it every morning and lay the burnt offering in order upon it. And he shall burn thereon the fat of the peace offerings. Shall we rise and lift up our voices this morning saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree that the fire on the prayer altar of every winner be kept burning all through this prophetic season, in the name of Jesus. Someone lift up your voice this morning and pray from the depth of your heart, saying, Father,
In the name of Jesus, we decree that the fire on the prayer altar of every winner be kept burning all through this prophetic season. Remember this form of personal supplication. You will pray from the depth of your heart as we intercede and pray for every member of this church, which you also, you are a member. Say, Father, we decree in the name of Jesus that the fire on the prayer altar of every winner be kept burning all through the prophetic season. In the name of Jesus, no one's fire shall burn low. In the name of Jesus, no one's fire shall be put out. In the name of Jesus, lift up your voice this morning. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree that the fire on the prayer altar of every winner be kept burning all through this prophetic season. In the name of Jesus, pray against prayerlessness. Pray against lukewarmness. Pray in the name of Jesus. No one shall be sluggish on the prayer altar all through this prophetic season. Father, we pray that you turn us into a prayer more warrior in the name of Jesus, that everyone will be on fire in the name of Jesus. No one's fire shall go out in the name of Jesus. Someone pray tenaciously this morning. Pray like fire as you engage this morning. Issue a decree that the fire on the prayer altar of every winner be kept burning all through this prophetic season. Our Father and our God, we lift up our voice this morning and we pray the fire on the prayer altar of every member of this church shall be kept burning all through this prophetic season. In the name of Jesus, we decree in the name of Jesus, no one's fire shall be put out. Someone lift up a voice and pray like fire this morning. Pray tenaciously, pray earnestly from the depth of the heart. Pray in the spirit, pray your understanding. Ensure this morning you are igniting your spirit man with fire. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree that the fire on the prayer altar of every winner be kept burning all through the prophetic season. In the name of Jesus, pray against prayerlessness in the life of the members of this church. Pray against lukewarmness. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray this morning, fire, let it be upon our altar. In the name of Jesus, all through the prophetic season, no one shall be slow, no one shall be sluggish. In the name of Jesus, lift up a voice and pray now in the language of the Spirit. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Let the Holy Ghost spark fire in your soul, in your spirit. Pray in the Holy Ghost this morning as you pray. The fire is burning upon our altar. No one's fire shall be put out. Our prayer life shall be on the increase every day. Father, we thank you. Now begin to celebrate him, appreciate him, because no one's fire shall be put out all through this prophetic season. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' awesome name we have prayer. Celebrate God with a big cup offering, and you may please be seated.
In a moment, we shall yet rise to pray. In this segment, we are saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, turn every cell member this year into a sign and a wonder, thereby drafting more souls into the cells and into this church. Zechariah chapter 8 and verse 23. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, in those days it shall come to pass that 10 men shall take hold out of all languages of the nations, even shall take hold of the skirt of him that is a Jew, saying, we will go with you, for we have heard that God is with you. Let's rise together, lift up our voices, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, turn every cell member this year into a sign and a wonder, thereby drafting more souls into the cells and into this church. Everyone, lift up your voice this morning as we pray together. Our Father and our God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we are asking this morning that you turn every single cell member in all our WSF locations, turn every cell member into a sign and a wonder, thereby drafting more souls into all ourselves and ultimately drafting more souls into this church. In the name of Jesus Christ, someone pray this morning. Engage your heart, engage your faith. We are crying out to God this morning. We are standing strong on the altar of prayer. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, we are asking this morning that you turn every single cell member in all our respective cell locations into signs and wonders, living signs and wonders, thereby drafting many more souls into all ourselves and into this church in the name of Jesus Christ. Lift up your voice. Engage with passion this morning. It says, 10 men shall take hold of the skirt of he that is a Jew, saying, we will go with you, for we have heard that God is with you. We have seen the changes in your lives. We have seen the testimonies all around. Let that be the lot and the portion of every cell member. Lift up your voice. Pray some more this morning. Remember, this prayer covers you and every member of your home cell location. Therefore, engage with passion, with zeal, and with confidence in your God, our Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Turn every cell member into signs and wonders. Turn every WSF member all across our church network into living proofs in the name of Jesus Christ, thereby drafting many more souls into all our cell locations and into our churches in the name of Jesus Christ. Someone is engaging this morning. Remember, we're praying the will of our Heavenly Father. Therefore, engage with passion, engage with confidence. We are asking, let the testimonies of the saints begin to attract multitudes into the church. Attract multitudes into all our cell locations. Let the testimonies that begin to emanate in the lives and families of every of our cell members become attraction to multitudes all across our locality in the name of Jesus Christ. Our Father and our God, we are asking this morning, in the name of Jesus Christ, that you turn every cell member this year into signs and wonders. Turn every WSF member in all our church network this year into living proofs, thereby drafting many more souls into all our cell locations and ultimately into our churches. Pray some more this morning. Engage with passion. Engage with zeal. God hears and he answers every time we call. But we must call in faith. Call believing. Our Father and our God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we are asking this morning, standing on the integrity of your word, asking that you turn every cell member into signs and wonders this year, thereby drafting many more souls into our respective cell locations and ultimately into this church in the name of Jesus Christ. Someone pray some more this morning. God hears and he answers every time we'll call. Our Father, we thank you for answers to prayers. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Please give Jesus a big hand of praise and you may be seated.
In a moment we shall be rising up again to pray, and we shall be saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, give all our new converts a testimony of, once I was blind, now I can see, thereby establishing them in this church for life. Can I hear louder? Amen. John chapter 9 and verse 25 says, he answered and said, whether he be a sinner or no, I know not. One thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I see. Please rise up to your feet, lift up your voice as you pray a prayer that must be answered even this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, give all our new converts a testimony. Give all our new converts a testimony of, once I was blind, but now I can see, thereby establishing them in this church for life. My Father and my God, in the name of Jesus, give
each and every one of our new converts a testimony of once I was blind, but now I can see, thereby establishing them in this church for life. Someone lift up your voice as you pray this kingdom advancement prayer. Lift up your voice and pray fervently, pray passionately for each and every one of our new converts, that each of them experience a life-changing testimony upon this mountain, a testimony of once I was blind, but now I can see, thereby becoming established in this church for life. Lift up your voice as you pray. Lift up your voice as you speak to the Lord. My Father and my God, in the name of Jesus, give all our new converts a testimony. Give all our new converts a testimony. A testimony of once I was blind, but now I can see. A testimony of once I was sick, but now I am healed. Once I was weak, but now I am strong. Once I was stagnated, but now I am progressive. Someone lift up your voice as you pray this prayer. Pray fervently, pray from your heart. Every one of our new converts, they shall be established in this church. Father, we ask, oh Lord, that via the testimony, that you give them a testimony of once I was blind, but now I can see, each and every one of them takes root downwards in this commission, and then they grow fruits upwards. Lift up your voice as you pray. My Father and my God, in the name of Jesus, give all our new converts a testimony, a life transforming testimony, a destiny molding testimony, a life changing testimony of once I was blind, now I can see, thereby establishing them in this church for life, thereby establishing them upon this mountain for life. Someone lift up your voice as you pray. Lift up your voice as you speak to your Father in heaven. My Father and my God, in the name of Jesus, give all our new converts a testimony. Give all our new converts a testimony. Someone lift up your voice and pray passionately. Each and every one of our new converts shall receive a life-changing testimony. A testimony of once I was blind, but now I can see. Once I was poor, but now I am prosperous. Lift up your voice as you pray this prayer. Lift up your voice as you speak to the Lord. Father, Lord, in the name of Jesus, give our new converts a testimony that will establish them in this church for life. Lift up those hands. Appreciate God for answers to prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Put those hands together for the Lord, and please, you may be seated. We're rising with this next prayer line. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, let your power be in full display all through this midst of the year prophetic season. Habakkuk chapter 3 verse 2. O Lord, revive thy work in the midst of the years. In the midst of the years, make known. Rise with me and call forth the power of God. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, let your power be in full display all through this midst of the year prophetic season. In the name of Jesus, our eyes are on you for to see your power and your glory in full display all through this midst of the year prophetic season. This is one prayer you should pray. Lift up your voice like David and cry out to God aloud. Ask him for the unleashing of his power. Ask him for the full display of his power in our midst as individuals and as a congregation all through this prophetic season.
It is said, O God, make known, O God, make known your power. And it is written, in his hand came forth the horns, and therein was the hiding place of his power. Therefore, pray this morning a prayer of faith for the full display of the power of our God in our midst, all through this midst of the year prophetic season. In the name of Jesus, our Father and our God, we cry out this morning that your power be made manifest like never before, greater than ever. Let everyone change command by the full display of your power in this midst of the year prophetic season. Lift up your voice and pray in the Holy Ghost. Reach out to God this morning. Lift up your voice. Ensure it is resonating in heaven. You can speak words of understanding. You can speak words of faith. But make sure your expectation is ripe. Make sure you are intentional and you are focused. As we reach out to God, we are placing a demand for his power. We are placing a demand for his power in full display, in full display, in full display, like never before on earth. Our Father, make known your power in this midst of the year, across the world, wherever we are represented. Let there be an outbreak of your power. Let there be a fiery dimension of your power. In the name of Jesus Christ, are you praying this morning? Lift up your voice, saints of God. Let's place a passionate demand upon the prayer altar in the name of Jesus Christ. Until there is a thirst, there is no feel. Pray with desperation. Pray with thirst this morning. Place a demand for God to release his power, for God to unleash his power, for God to pour out his spirit and power upon us in this midst of the year prophetic season. Let it be in full display in the name of Jesus. Let everyone change measure in the school of power. Let everyone change level in command by the power of God all through this prophetic season. Oh God, will thou not revive us that we may rejoice in you? Revive your work, oh God, in this midst of the year. Oh God, make known your power. Let your horns and power be in full display across our harvest fields, across our congregations, in our lives as individuals, in our lives as a commission. Oh God of heaven, in this midst of the year, make known your power. 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 Lift up your voice and place that demand right now. Ask, you shall receive. Seek, you shall find. Knock, the door shall be opened. We are asking God according to his will. You are in the center of the will of God this morning. Our Father and our God, according to the revelation of your word, we place a demand for your power. Let it be in full display in our services, in our personal lives, in our congregations, in our locations. Oh God, revive your work in the midst of the year. Oh God, stretch forth your hand and make known the hiding place of your power. Father, let your power be in full display across this commission, all through this midst of the year prophetic season and beyond. Let it change everyone's command in the school of power. Saints of God, let's pray. Let's pray with fervency this morning. Reach out to God. Lift up your hands. Give thanks to God. Magnify him. This prayer is answered. In Jesus' awesome name, we have prayed. Let's be seated and give Jesus the biggest hand of praise.
Next, we are rising to pray, and this time we shall be saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, let your mighty hand continue to be upon all our newly planted churches for sustainable growth and establishment. Acts chapter 2 and verse 47, praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Shall we be on our feet as we lift up our voices before the Lord this morning, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, let your mighty hand continue to be upon all our newly planted churches for sustainable growth and establishment. Lift up your voice and pray unto our God this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, let your mighty hand continue to be upon all our newly planted churches for sustainable growth and establishment. We are calling upon the God of heaven, the one who can make it happen. Father, we are calling upon you this morning in the name of your son Jesus, let your mighty hand continue to be upon all our newly planted churches for sustainable growth and establishment. Lift up your voice and pray. Pray this prayer with faith in your heart. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, let your mighty hand continue to be upon all our newly planted churches for sustainable growth and establishment. For sustainable growth and establishment in the name of Jesus. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Let's stand upon the word of God and pray with fervency of the Spirit. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, let your mighty hand continue to be upon all our newly planted churches for sustainable growth and establishment. Let heaven hear your voice. Pray with zeal and zest this morning. Pray a prayer that must be answered. We have the assurance that every time we call on Him, our God answer us. To this morning we are praying, let your mighty hand continue to be upon all our newly planted churches for sustainable growth and establishment in the mighty name of Jesus. Our Father, we pray, let your mighty hand continue to be upon all our newly planted churches for sustainable growth and establishment. Lift up your voice and pray for His hand of sustenance, His hand of establishment, His hand that can enlarge all our newly planted churches across the globe. We are praying in the name of Jesus. Father, let your mighty hand continue to be upon all our newly planted churches for sustainable growth and establishment in the mighty name of Jesus. Stand upon the word of God this morning and pray with fervency from the depth of your heart, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, let your mighty hand continue to be upon all our newly planted churches for sustainable growth and establishment in the mighty name of Jesus. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Stand upon the word of God and decree with fervency of the Spirit, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, let your mighty hand continue to be upon all our newly planted churches for sustainable growth and establishment. His hand of sustenance, His hand of addition upon all our newly planted churches. Let's come for it this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for your mighty hand to continue to be upon all our newly planted churches for sustainable growth and establishment. Now lift up your voice and pray this prayer in the Spirit. Pray it in your understanding and get the name of Jesus. Pray from the depth of your heart for His mighty hand to continue to be upon all our newly planted churches for sustainable growth and establishment. Lift up those hands and give Him thanks. Magnify Him. He has heard us again this morning. Our Father, we thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are praying. Give Jesus a big hand of praise and please be seated.
In a moment, we shall be rising on our feet to pray. And this time, we're presenting our personal supplications unto the Lord. The word of the Lord declares in the book of Isaiah, chapter 58 and verse 9. It said, then you will call, and the Lord will answer. As you go before Him this morning and call upon His name, He will answer you. Will you rise on your feet right now? Present those desires of your heart before the Lord. Do so with the full assurance of faith, based on the authority of His word, that as you are calling on Him, He will answer you. Lift your voice and pray from the depth of your heart this morning. lift your hand and lift your voice and begin to give quality thanks unto God this morning. Everything by prayer, supplication, but with thanksgiving, your request is made known unto God. Give him thanks. Give him quality thanks. Do it from the depth of your heart, both in the spirit and in your understanding. Give him the glory due unto his name. Father, thank you. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Give Jesus a big hand and please be seated.
In this covenant hour of prayer this morning, it's testimony time. Please, let's listen attentively to these documented testimonies as will follow as we engage. Number one, the glory of my family restored. We lost our offshore business in 2016 as it was about to launch into the stock market. As a result, our company went bankrupt. Due to this challenge, my husband fell ill and things started going down for us. We lost properties, our other businesses in Nigeria were stagnated, and things became difficult for us. In 2018, we were given an excessive tax of over 2.5 million Norwegian kroner over a company that did not operate. As a result of this, we were about to lose our house and be rendered homeless. In all this time, I kept to my kingdom advancement endeavors with the understanding that God cannot fail and can never leave me nor forsake me, the challenges notwithstanding. I also kept reminding God of the covenant of service according to Exodus 23:25. Then God showed up. Bigger for Jesus. Last week, I got a message that the excessive tax had been waived. Our house is no longer under any threat of seizure. Also, my business in Nigeria had started picking up. My husband had given up on himself, but God has completely restored his hope. I have come to return all the glory to God, testifies Mrs. Tosha A. all the way from Norway. Hands together, let's appreciate Jesus for this testimony. Number two, supernatural triple promotion. Hallelujah. Last year, August, I moved to another organization expecting my confirmation in 6 months. Meanwhile, my colleagues in the office said that the MD will not sign the promotion because so many staff had been denied such in the past. But I told them that my case is different. The document was taken back and forth from the head of human capital to the deputy managing director and the managing director without either any one of them signing. But my faith was so strong, praying kingdom advancement prayers every day between 3 a.m. and 5 a.m. and speaking boldly about the promotion whenever anyone asks about it in the office. Behold, the document was signed and the promotion was confirmed by the managing director to be effective from the 15th of February. Let's appreciate Jesus for that. By the confirmation, I have been moved 3 levels above my colleagues in the industry to a managerial position. Amen. My salary had been elevated to the realm of 8 digits. I give all the glory and honor to the Almighty God who called my father, Bishop David Oyedepo, testifies Adetutu Abidemi David. Please, let's rise on our feet this morning. Let's lift our hands to God and with loud voices, let's magnify him for these wonderful testimonies.
Let's lift up our hands to heaven and give God thanks this morning for answered prayers. Give him thanks for the mighty revival that is taking place out here. Give him thanks for the revival in your life. Lift up your 2 hands. Give God thanks for those amazing testimonies of the blessings and benefits of revival. Give him thanks and give him praise. There is no one like our God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name, we are giving thanks. Now, so ensure that revival fire is in every step, every act of your life. Don't murmur words and prayers. Don't stand and wonder what's going on. Revival is going on. Lift up your two hands and say, Jesus, speak to me again this morning. Speak to me again this morning. Fire me up by your word. Fire me up by your word this morning. Jesus, fire me up by your word this morning. Jesus, fire me up by your word this morning. Jesus, fire me up by your word this morning. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Now, every wave of the sea brings along certain treasures to the shores. Every move of God is a wave of the sea spiritually, carrying treasures along with it. And those who are interested, boom, 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 you start picking whatever is of interest to you. Amen. There is no revival without treasures that add values to those engaging with it. May the values of this revival season be evident in the life of every one of us. In the name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, show up again this morning. Speak to us by your word. Spark off a new beginning. Let fire start burning on our prayer altar. And make each one of us partakers of the great treasures that this season carries along. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Welcome again to 2021, your year of supernatural turnaround. And so shall it be. Give the Lord a big hand of praise and please get seated. What is a revival? Remember, we are in the midst of the year where God is out to execute his revival agenda among his people. Habakkuk said, revive their work, O God, in the midst of the year. In the midst of the year, make known thy power. In wrath, remember mercy. It's a season where God makes known his power, where he unleashes his mercy and moves his people forward. It's a season where God clears off all everlasting mountains on our path and levels out all perpetual hills, thereby making a highway for us in the journey of life. It's a season where God becomes our strength. He makes our feet like his feet and gets us up upon our high places. Now, that's the story of Habakkuk chapter 3, beginning from verse 2 to 19. But what's a revival? A revival is said to occur when the spirit of prayer and supplication is poured out on God's people with accompanying testimonies. The spirit of prayer and supplication poured out upon God's people with accompanying testimonies. People being empowered by the Spirit into next levels in their prayer life. People becoming addicted to kingdom advancement prayers, thereby being empowered to operate in the supernatural. Zechariah chapter 12 from verse 10, he calls it the spirit of grace and supplication. Zechariah 12 from verse 10. And I will pour upon the house of David and upon the house and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and supplication. I will pour. Zechariah chapter 10 verse 1, ask of me rain. In the time of the later rain, so the Lord will make bright clouds and give showers of rain upon everyone grass in the field. Now, we are in a revival season. It's a time of rain. Ask of the Lord reign, in the time of the later rain, and the Lord will make bright clouds and give showers of rain to everyone, grass in the field that dare to ask for it. Lord, pour upon me the spirit of grace and supplication, and revive my prayer life into next levels. So I can experience the fullness of your agenda for me in this revival. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought to, but the Spirit itself helpeth our infirmity. My God. Romans chapter 8 and verse 26. So there is the help of the Holy Spirit. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, our weaknesses in prayer. For we know not what you should pray for as we ought to, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. So there is the need for the help of the Holy Spirit to remain fervently consistent on the altar of prayer. To remain fervently consistent on the altar of prayer. Not praying aloud in church and going to dead silence all the way through until you are back in church. My God. Lord, I desire the rain of prayer on my life. The rain of prayer in my life. You know, the latter rain has a mission to wipe away shame and reproach. I give you the former rain model, but I call to come down for you the rain, the later rain, the former rain in the same month, and the floor shall be full of wheat, and my people shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and my people shall never be ashamed. Never, never, never be ashamed. He repeated again, and shall never be ashamed. So you can engage the appointment of the later rain to wipe away every trace of shame and reproach in our lives. A revival is said to occur when there's a raw manifestation of the spirit of grace and supplication upon God's people. Upon God's people. When pray, kingdom advancement prayer becomes their new lifestyle. When engaging with fervency becomes their new way of life. When they pray with focus, they pray with target, they pray to see the hand of God. What is a revival? A revival is also said to occur when going to church becomes a way of life for God's people. People in a revival don't get coerced to go to church. Church going becomes their lifestyle. They are not struggling with it. Their heart rejoices at every time to be in God's presence. In Acts chapter 2, verse 46, when the revival broke out in the upper room, this was the experience. Verse 46, Acts 2, 46. The Bible said, praising God, verse 46, please go back. And they continuing daily, how often, sir? With one accord in the temple, and in breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart. And the effect, praising God and having favor with all the people. And having favor with all the people. And having favor. So going to church entitles us to baptism of favor and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. My God. So when you are in a revival, Going to church is natural. Going to church does not make you look, you don't think you are wasting time, you are gaining time. Can I hear your amen? You are gaining time. I don't have time. I don't have time. Now, you are dying gradually without knowing. Dying gradually without knowing. Dying gradually. It's just like oxygen. Going, 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 gone. Amen. You don't go once. At once, you're just going, 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 going. Oh my God, gone. How am I able at the tabernacles, oh God? My God. How am I able? What an attraction. What a privilege. At the tabernacles, oh God. Psalm 87 and verse 1. You see that decoration all the way 1 to 11? How am I able at the tabernacle, oh Lord of hosts? Now, verse 2. He said, my soul longeth. Yea. Even fainted for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. Now, verse 3. Yea, the sparrow has found a house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young, even thy altars, O God of hosts, my King and my Lord. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They shall be still praising thee. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, and in whose heart are the ways thereof. Who passing through the valley of Baca make it a well, the rain also fill the pots. They go from strength to strength. That's the blessedness of the house. You go from strength to strength. Every time you appear before the Lord, you are strengthened as you are going out. You go from strength to strength. You go from strength to strength. And he said, the Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that love his house. Verse 11. Awesome God. That's what happens. When going to church becomes a delight. No, let's go. I'm coming. I'm going. You see, we have other things to do. I had plenty of that growing up. Brother David, we have other things to do. I said, I don't have any other thing to do. I was not called to ministry, but I was gaining strength, going from strength to strength, from strength to strength. And it's showing today. Please note, as we round up, we're in a race. No one wins the prize in any race without adequate exercises. You don't win in a race sleeping all the way, eating all eatables, sleeping all sleepables. I don't like walking in the night. That's when there's no examination. Every student like it. You don't have to like, you have to exercise yourself in it, or you fail flat. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7 and 8. But refuse profane and old wives' fables. They are just lucky. There's nothing there. And exercise thyself unto godliness. For bodily exercise profits little. But godly exercise is profitable unto all things, having the promise of the life which now is, and the one which is to come. Exercising oneself to spiritual things is profitable unto all things. Because to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. It takes exercise to win the prize in any race. Therefore, amen. Step out and begin to exercise yourself on the altar of prayer. The church has made it easy for us by the help of the Holy Spirit. You have all of these prayer outlines. My God. My personal spiritual awakening. Make sure you pray this prayer every day to keep your spirit man on fire and not just be a religious church member. Amen. Become a spiritually robust member of the body of Christ whose spirit man is on fire all the day. Now, supernatural church growth, intercessory prayer outlines, because every revival is, culminates in massive salvation of souls and supernatural church growth. That is the evidence of a revival. So you have this prayer outlines, you exercise yourself. Exercise yourself. You may not start at that great speed, but as you exercise yourself in 10 minutes consistent focused prayer, it will soon graduate to 15 minutes, then to 20 minutes, then to 30 minutes, then to 1 hour. My God. Then you're going. No exercise for an athlete, no future. The future of every athlete is commitment and dedication to required exercises. No one excels in sports without exercise. No one excels in any sport without exercise. Know ye not that all that any race run, and one receives the prize, so run. 1 Corinthians 9 and verse 24. So run. It's a race. It's not a club. It's a race. It's a race. I therefore so run. That's Paul's testimony. Not as one, certainly. So fight I, not as one that beat the air, but I put my body under. Come on now, wake up. You must do this. You must do this. We have to exercise ourselves or we are going nowhere. Paul said, hearing exercise myself to always have a conscience that's better of offense, both towards God and towards man. Acts 24, verse 16. Exercise. You can't be godly without exercise. You can't win the prize in a race without exercise. Let us therefore run the race that is set before us. Hebrews 12, verse 2. It's a race. We are running a race. We need to exercise ourselves in it. Now, praying for, life transforming world in our services. Oh Lord, let your word come alive today in our service. Do the unusual today. Let your word have an entrance today. Now, they are all here. My God, you don't have to pray all those lines the same day. You can hang on one, and the spirit of prayer and supplication comes on you, and then you are pressing and pressing, and then you get to church, you see exactly what you are praying coming to happen. That's the way it goes. Again, my prayer is that no one here will remain a prayer project. Everybody is praying for you. Let's pray for him. Let's pray for him. You become a prayer project among people. That's not your rank. That's not where you belong. My prayer is that everyone here will experience a massive spiritual transformation in the course of this midst of the year. You believe that? Let me hear your loudest amen. Stand to your feet. Thank you, Jesus. And then praying for church members, because in praying for them lies the answer to your own prayers. And I'm praying for fruitful outreaches. We are getting on a massive operation beginning from Monday. And you are intensely praying. You see, if you can eat, you can pray. So that you are not going out doesn't mean that, okay, you don't have time. Okay, you don't have time to eat. So you don't have time to pray. Okay, you are not praying, you are not going out. You are not in a revival. You are not in a revival. Stop pretending. You are not. You know, I'm not able to go about, you see, my legs. Okay, what of your mouth? Your leg, what of your mouth? Because you use that mouth to eat every day. You can't frustrate a man in a revival. You can't. God's presence strengthens him, stirs him up day and night. Now, I want to thank God for grace, but I've been jumping like this since 76. Not 81, sir. See, I've been jumping about like this since 76. I've not seen one time in my life that I went to a mountain to pray and I'm praying for things. Now, you can ask God when you meet him. That I sat on the mind and said, God, what I need now is a house. Never. And as I keep pressing his kingdom forward, he keeps adding value to me day and night. There are men like that in this church today. Single-heartedness. They were eating their bread with single hearts.
They were focused in prayers. Watch the wonders of God this time. You'll be amazed that your God is so much alive, only that you didn't know. You have not engaged him. You will see him in action. Whatever is a concern to your life, he will level them out as if they never existed. As you stay focused, doing what he says to do. Now, let this week be a week where there will be clear evidence of the outpouring of grace and supplication on your life. Let this week mark a turnaround in your prayer life. Lift up your two hands and ask for the outpouring of the spirit of grace and supplication. Ask for the outpouring of the spirit of grace and supplication. Ask for the outpouring of the spirit of grace and supplication. And ask for grace to exercise yourself into next levels on the prayer altar. Lord, grant me grace to exercise myself into next levels on the prayer altar. Grant me grace to exercise myself into next levels on the prayer altar. Pray. Pray that revival prayer. Pray that revival prayer. Don't mutter words. Don't look around. You were doing that before. Don't do that anymore. Don't do that anymore. Don't do that anymore. Demand for grace. Demand for grace. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Many will graduate into the realms of praying without ceasing in the course of this revival. And it shall become their lifestyle for life. Pray that is beholding his face. Hallelujah. Getting new power to walk in the day. Lord, I want to be shut in with you. That is every time you are just carrying about the spirit of prayer and supplication in your heart. In advance in the kingdom of God. You are going to see wonders. You are going to see wonders. You'll never see shame again. You'll never know reproach again. God will redecorate your life. God will re-beautify your life. And you shall remain beautiful all the days of your life. Before you call, heavens will answer. While you are here speaking, he will perform. May these 2 months of great revival bring about a massive turnaround in everyone's spiritual life. So shall it be. Lift up those two hands and give God thanks. Give him thanks in words. Give him thanks in the spirit. Give him thanks and seize the day. Seize the day. Seize the day. It's your day. Seize today. It's your day. Thank you, Jesus. Take command of the day. Your prayer life changes level today.
Take command of the day. Take command of the day. Take command of the day. Lift your hands right now and begin to give glory to God. Begin to give glory to God. Appreciate him and celebrate him. From the depth of your heart is worthy. Father, thank you. Blessed be your holy name. You are worthy of all the praise and all the glory. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Somebody believe, say aloud, amen. Let us share the goodness of the Lord together. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. Before we share covenant exchange, be reminded, the week of emphasis continues today. We are gathered across our various zones at 6 p.m. It will be a glorious time in God's presence, in Jesus' precious name. Welcome to 2021, your year of supernatural turnaround. Then expect turnaround to become your new identity from henceforth. Amen and amen. You are blessed. Congratulate somebody as you go and be blessed.